From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Department of Justice hails the USA Patriot Act as a boost in the war on terror. The government says the law lets investigators from the criminal and intelligence branches share information for the first time in years. Civil liberties groups and defense attorneys charge the beginnings of another more ominous shift, the use of secret intelligence evidence in court, evidence that the defendants may find impossible to challenge. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
In Portland, Oregon, criminal defense attorney Kristen Weinmiller has been trying to defend Jeffrey Leon Battle, accused of plotting to aid the Taliban during the war in Afghanistan. The government wanted to introduce evidence gathered from special anti-terror wiretaps. Ordinarily, in a criminal case, Weinmiller would be able to see the warrant used to get that wiretap, but in this case, she says she got to see
nothing whatsoever.
That's because those wiretaps were gathered under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, used for tracking spies and terrorists, so the order for the wiretap is classified. That makes it tough to challenge a warrant, which Weinmiller says is a lot easier for prosecutors to get than regular criminal wiretaps.
The FISA statute specifically directs FISA judges to show great deference to the member of the prosecution team who's making the FISA application.
And federal statistics show those applications are rarely denied. Weinmiller says her hands were tied, and that pressure may have helped the government get a plea agreement last month. Weinmiller and other attorneys are worried they will find themselves in this situation more often because the USA Patriot Act makes it easier to use intelligence information in court. Ann Beeson with the American Civil Liberties Union says in the Portland case, the government knew this was a criminal case but sought evidence through intelligence channels anyway.
If you look at the affidavits filed by the government agents involved in the case, the investigation from the very beginning was a criminal investigation.
The ACLU tried to challenge this provision last year before a special foreign intelligence court in Washington, but lost. They'd hoped to try again in the Portland case, but the plea agreement scotched that. But the ACLU says more cases will come along because intelligence warrants are just too easy to get.
That is not true. It is more difficult to get a FISA wiretap.
David Atkinson is with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland. He says the ACLU is taking advantage of public misunderstandings about intelligence wiretaps. He says his office still has to show that he's going after someone who's an agent of a foreign power and must show a link to a terror or espionage investigation. In addition, Atkinson says U.S. attorneys have to get the request for an intelligence wiretap approved at the highest levels of the Justice Department.
And that's partially in response to a few misstatements that were made in some earlier applications several years ago. The department and the FBI has undertaken a very thorough review process to prevent that from occurring again.
Atkinson says the use of intelligence information in criminal cases is, in fact, extremely rare. But the ACLU says FISA warrants are equally dangerous if they're not used in court. The ACLU's Ann Beeson says intelligence information that's not introduced as evidence remains secret. The target of the investigation is never notified.
The government could be engaged on a daily basis in electronic surveillance of ordinary Americans, and none of us would ever learn about it.
Since the Supreme Court refused to hear the ACLU's challenge to the Patriot Act's intelligence provisions, the group must wait for the next test case. That could be the prosecution effort against former University of South Florida professor Sami Al-Aryan, whose case involves thousands of hours of intelligence wiretaps. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.